The Lords of the North by Bernard Cornwall. Read by Jonathan Keeble.
Come on, Wanre Nit, Scrithan Skea du Genga.
From out of the one night slides the Shadow Walker. Beowulf. Part 1. The Slave King.
I wanted darkness. There was a half moon that summer night, and it kept sliding from behind the clouds to make me nervous. I wanted darkness. I'd carried 2 leather bags to the small ridge which marked the northern boundary of my estate. My estate. Fifharden, it was called. And it was King Alfred's reward for the service I had done him at Ethandun, where, on the long green hill, we had destroyed a Danish army. It had been shield wall against shield wall, and at its end, Alfred was king again, and the Danes were beaten, and Wessex lived. And I dare say that I had done more than most men. My woman had died, my friend had died, I had taken a spear thrust in my right thigh, and my reward was 5 Hayden. 5 hides. That was what the name meant. 5 hides. Scarce enough land to support the 4 families of slaves who tilled the soil and sheared the sheep and trapped fish in the River Kennet. Other men had been given great estates, and the church had been rewarded with rich woodlands and deep pastures. Well, I had been given 5 hides. I hated Alfred. He was a miserable, pious, tight-fisted king who distrusted me because I was no Christian, because I was a northerner, and because I had given him his kingdom back at Ethandun. And as reward, he had given me 5 Hayden. Bastard. So, I had carried the 2 bags to the low ridge that had been cropped by sheep and was littered with enormous grey boulders that glowed white when the moon escaped the wispy clouds. I crouched by one of the vast stones, and Hild knelt beside me. She was my woman then. She had been a nun in Sippenham, but the Danes had captured the town and they had hoarded her. Now she was with me. Sometimes in the night I would hear her praying, and her prayers were all tears and despair, and I reckoned she would go back to her God in the end. But for the moment, I was her refuge.
"Why are we waiting?"
she asked. I touched a finger to my lips to silence her. She watched me. She had a long face, large eyes and golden hair under a scrap of scarf. I reckon she was wasted as a nun. Alfred, of course, wanted her back in the nunnery. That was why I let her stay. To annoy him. Bastard. I was waiting to make certain that no one watched us. It was unlikely, for folk do not like to venture into the night when things of horror stalk the earth. Hild clutched at her crucifix, but I was comfortable in the dark. From the time I was a small child, I taught myself to love the night. I was a Skea du Gengan, a shadow walker, one of the creatures other men feared. I waited a long time until I was certain no one else was on the low ridge. Then I drew Waspsting, my short sword, and I cut out a square of turf that I laid to one side. Then I dug into the ground, piling the soil onto my cloak. The blade kept striking chalk and flints, and I knew Waspsting's blade would be chipped, but I went on digging until I had made a hole large enough for a child's burial. We put the 2 bags into the earth. They were my hoard, my silver and gold, my wealth, and I did not wish to be burdened with it. I possessed 5 hides, 2 swords, a mail coat, a shield, a helmet, a horse, and a thin nun. But I had no men to protect a hoard, and so I had to hide it instead. I kept only a few silver coins, and the rest I put into the groundskeeping, and we covered the hoard over.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?